You've crushed it. You've built real wealth. But let us ask you something. If you stepped away today, how long will it last?
For many successful families, the uncomfortable truth is this. What they have built works because they're still in the center of it. Right now, your wealth may be strong, but is it complete?
At the Kitty Sisters, we see wealth as a system built across 5 layers. When each one layer is missing, wealth doesn't fail immediately. It fractures quietly. You don't feel it day to day until scale, complexity, or time exposes it.
That's exactly why we created the Where Wealth Breaks assessment. It maps your current wealth against the 5-layer legacy cake, revealing the gap between where your wealth stands today and what it needs to endure beyond you.
Ready to find out where your wealth breaks? Take the assessment now at wherewealthbreaks.com.
Imagine knowing clearly and objectively which layers are solid, which relies too heavily on you, and which haven't been built yet. Because building wealth and keeping it require different systems.
This isn't about chasing returns. It's about strengthening the system, holding them together. You've made it. Now the question is whether your wealth is layered, governed, and structured to last.
Ready to find out where your wealth breaks? Take the assessments toward building multi-generational freedom at wherewealthbreaks.com. That is wherewealthbreaks.com.
Two people put the same money into real estate on the same day. 30 years later, one has a paid off rental and a tired body. The other built something that pays them while they sleep and refinance it 4 times without paying a dollar or tax on the same cash. Same asset class, same 3 decades, same starting line. Difference wasn't the market. It wasn't luck. The difference was the position they bought from.
Hey, we're Palmy and Nancy Kitty, the Kitty Sisters, and we're here to help you turn earned income into own income and build what actually lasts.
From a $2,000 bank accounts to nearly $500 million in real estate assets, earning our way into rooms we once never thought we belong in. Along the way, we learn success isn't just about making it, it's about making it last.
Here we share money, real estate, and investing strategies, but more importantly, we talk about the systems and decisions that create legacy, certainty, and continuity.
If you value speed, convenience, and execution certainty, and if you're building not just for yourself but for the generations after you, you're in the right place.
This is the first of the family podcast.
My name is Palmy Kitty, the other half of the Kitty Sisters, and we've scaled to nearly $500 million in assets, returned over $45 million-plus to our investors, and have helped families preserve over $110-plus million in taxes. And everything I'm about to show you comes down to one distinction public market investors live by, and almost no real estate person ever say out loud. By the end of this video, you'll see 3 positions a person can hold in real estate. Most never get past the first, and I'm going to put the actual math for all 3 right up here, including the numbers that took me from broke in 2017 to where we are now. There's a pine, the lodgepole, whose cones are sealed shut with resin. They don't open in the spring. They don't open in good weather. They open only in fire. The exact thing that incinerates the rest of the forest cracks this tree's cones open and drops its seeds on the ground, just cleared of every competitor. The catastrophe for everyone else is the lodgepole's entire reproductive strategy. That's real estate's inherent return. The forest everyone is terrified of, inflation, is the force this asset is built on 3 ways at once. Inflation lifts the value of the building. It lifts the rents, and the one nobody connects, it destroys your debt. You borrowed in today's dollars and repay in tomorrow's cheaper ones. Inflation eats your mortgage while it lifts your asset. Stocks don't do that. Bonds gets murdered by it. Real estate is one of the only places on earth where the thing that wrecks everyone else's money works for the owner on 3 fronts at once. That's just how you want to be standing in. Now, let me give you the 2 words for this, because they'll change how you see every deal for the rest of your life. Beta. Beta is a return the market hands everyone, the tide. Inflation lifts value, rents, and melts your debt. Every owner in the submarket gets it just for showing up. Congratulations. You don't earn beta, you catch it. Alpha. Alpha is the return you manufactured, the part the market didn't hand you. Better operations, better location, better management. And we've seen this firsthand on a lot of our properties, and that's why we actually strategically take over them, because we see the value in poor operations, poor oversight, and we are able to capture that with our excellent operational team. And I can give you an example of this. We had a property in Phoenix, Arizona. The rental was substantially under market rent, and we saw an opportunity to seize because the owner had held this property for 17 plus years. He wasn't really aggressively raising rents, and we realized that was the alpha that we can capture. Through exceptional operations, we were able to raise rents quite dramatically. We raised rents from anywhere between $100 to $300, and we were able to capture that alpha per unit. Beta is the property's return. Alpha is the operator previous return. Hold on to those two words, because the only thing separating the three positions I'm about to show you is how much of each you actually capture. So the real question is, who's actually capturing the tide? Picture one tree alone in an open field, no forest, no roots to lock in. When the storm comes, and the storm always comes, that tree takes the entire force of it, every gust by itself. In contrast, a tree in the forest shares the wind load through interlocking roots underground. The lone tree has no one. It absorbs the whole storm in a single trunk. That's a person who buys one rental property. Let me tell you about my very first rental, single family home right here in California. And I had, and I'm not exaggerating, zero idea of what I was doing. You want my investment thesis at the time? Here it is. Very, very good one. A friend from high school mentioned her parents were buying rentals. That was it. That was the whole strategy. Her parents are doing it, so I should too. I didn't know how to screen a tenant, so I took the first guy who was willing to sign the lease, the very first one. And within a month, the story started. He couldn't pay rent on time because his dad, who also happened to be his boss, wasn't paying him. And then a few months later, he talks about, oh, there's a trip to Vegas for his birthday, and then he had to buy his kids Christmas gifts, so he can't pay rent. Okay. And here's what I need you to feel. When he didn't pay, guess who paid? I paid. And the mortgage didn't pause. The property tax didn't pause. The insurance, the landscaping, the plumbing, when something broke, none of that cared about his Vegas trips or his dad or his Christmas gifts. All of it was mine because it was a one-to-one relationship. One tenant, one trunk. When he was late, there was no one else in the house that was going to carry that rent. There was only me. Now, let me do the math honestly, because most people do it dishonestly to sell you something. For example, you buy a $400,000 rental. You put down $100,000, hold for 30 years. At a modest 3% a year, the building roughly doubles. And because you use leverage, you captured appreciation on the $400,000, not just your $100,000. Your tenant pays down your loan. On paper, you made $500,000 in equity. And here's where everyone stops and calls it a win. But look what you carried to get there. 30 years. It'll look at the whole time. You can't sell a bedroom when you need cash. One bad tenant, one bad roof, one bad local economy, and the trunk snaps. You capture the inherent return, the beta, in the most fragile, exhausting way possible. And the return you build, the alpha, zero. A lone tree can't manufacture anything. It can only stand there and hope the storm is gentle. So the first move isn't to buy a better property. It's to stop being a lone tree. But to do that, you have to understand why one tree can never become a forest on its own. And the answer, it's 2 billion years old. For most of life history on Earth, every living thing was a single cell. One cell trying to do everything. Sense, eat, move, defend, reproduce, alone. And single cells stay small. For nearly 2 billion years, life hit a ceiling it could not break. Then cells started to specialize. One handled energy, one handled defense, one handled signaling. No cell tried to do it all anymore. And the moment that happened, life exploded into everything you've ever seen. Every animal, every forest, every human being. You cannot scale by doing everything yourself. Specialization is the only door to scale that has ever existed. I learned this nowhere near real estate. I've always fancied myself as a DIY person. I can figure out anything. So right after college, I decided to start a screen printing business. Yes, I was printing t-shirts. I was so into it that my first trip out of the country on my own came from this. So I did what any DIY person does. I bought my own little single head press, taught myself badly, and ran an ad, and a local high school actually hired me to print their t-shirts, and it didn't turn out very well. Truly, to that school, if you're somewhere watching this, I'm so sorry for your t-shirt, but that failure taught me the most valuable thing. I'm not a specialist at printing, and I was never going to be the best at burning the screens, mixing the colors. Not without years I didn't have, so I flipped it. I put in a free ad for an actual screen printer. That light bulb moment changed everything. Walked in a guy named Dell. Dell was perfect. He can burn the screens, mix the colors, ran the whole thing flawlessly. And I hired him to do all my screen printing work. I even was able to print medical bags that actually paid really, really well. So I stopped doing everything and I just asked him to take over and just do that for me. And you know what that bought me? Freedom. I wasn't chained to the press. So I was able to actually take my first international trip to New Zealand on my own for the first time. That is a single cell moment. The moment I stopped doing every job myself and start letting specialists do the one thing he was great at. That's the moment the whole thing could finally grow and I could finally breathe. In real estate, same law applies. You don't get great by doing all five jobs badly. You pick one, the thing that comes naturally, get excellent at it, and stand next to the specialists who cover the rest. So the second position breaks the lone tree trap two ways at once. You ride beta at scale, and you start earning alpha for the first time. Let me show you both in this illustration. First, the passive side. That's your beta. You invest $100,000 passively in a large professionally run apartment deal, 200-300 units, a real management team, that's institutional beta. The inflation tide captures at scale instead of one fragile trunk. A solid A-class deal throwing off, for example, in this case, 8% a year in cash flow. 8% of $100,000 is $8,000 a year. Now imagine this is going on over 5 years, that would be $40,000. Then it sells in year five. You get back your $100,000 plus a share of the gain, call it $60,000. So you made $40,000 in cash flow plus $60,000, that's $100,000 profit on that $100,000 in 5 years, a 100% return. That roughly equals to 20% per year. The beta captured right. Now the specialist side, this is where alpha starts. So for example, you specialize in sourcing the deal and you join a GP team on a property that's $25 million. First acquisition fee is where you first make your money. GP teams typically earn 1% to 2% of the deal upfront at closing. On a $25 million deal at 1% is $250,000. Split across five partners, your share is $50,000. One deal, second, ownership. Most deals split 80% to the passive investors, 20% to the GP. Five partners shares that 20%. So you personally own 4% in this scenario. That 4% pays you twice. You know how? One, the annual cash flow. If the property makes $2 million a year, your 4% is $80,000 a year, $400,000 over 5 years. And at sale, if the deal profits $10 million, your 4% is another $400,000. Now it's time to stack it. Your passive $100,000, the $50,000 fee, the $400 in cash flow, $400 in sales, roughly $950,000 in 5 years. Sit with that. The lone tree took 30 years to build maybe $500,000 in fragile equity. The specialist sell built nearly $1 million in 5 years, riding beta at scale and earning real alpha for the first time. Same 5 years everyone else has. Complete different position. So be honest with me in the comment right now. Are you a lone tree or are you a single cell? One property you're white knuckling alone or a piece of something bigger? Just tell me where you actually are. No judgment. I read every one of them myself. And where you are now decides everything about what comes next. Because there's a third position and in it, you stop participating in the manufactured return. You start generating it. Put a draft on the water and let the wind blow. It drifts downwater only. Never faster than the wind. Never towards it. Now put a sailboat in the exact same water. Same air, same force. The boat sails across the wind. Faster than the wind. It sails upward straight into the thing pushing against it. And it arrives where the raft could never go. Same wind, completely different outcome. The difference isn't the weather. The difference is the keel. The wind is the beta, the inherent return. Everyone in the water gets the same wind. The keel is the alpha, the manufactured return. The thing you build that converts the same force into motion nobody else can produce. And here's why the keel works. Simpler than people think. The wind hits the raft and the sailboat the same way, but the raft has nothing underneath it. So the wind disrupts it wherever. Downwind, always. The boat has a keel, a fin under the water, and the keel refuses to let the boat slide sideways. So the same push that just drifts the raft gets converted into force motion the boat chooses. The same wind, the keel decides where the force goes. Same operations, two operators get the same market, the same wind. The one with the keel, the right location, the right team, the right discipline, turns the market into a result the other one just drifts past. The market didn't do more for us. We did more with the market. That's alpha. That's the whole scene. And here's a line I need you to hear because it's the whole game. Most investors are rafts. They pay alpha prices for beta performance and call it bad luck when the wind dies. This is exactly where 2001 went to die. For years, operators drifts, rent rolls on their own, values rolls on their own. The wind did all the work and everyone thought they were sailors. Then 2022, 23, 24, the wind shifts, rate spikes, and the rafts, the one who refinanced on the assumption the tide would keep rising, capital calls, foreclosure, wiped out. We didn't wipe out, not because we were lucky, because we built the kill. Let me make this concrete. Right now we have a build-to-rent project north of Dallas. Think about what that is. We're not buying someone else's building and praying that the market lifts us. We're manufacturing the asset from the ground up, from dirt to gold. We chose the location deliberately. We designed the homes for exactly the renter who cannot buy right now and won't for years. We control the cost, the quality, the amenities, the management. Every variable a passive buyer of an existing building just inherits and hopes about. Adrift catches whatever the wind the market hands him. We're building the kill. We choose to build 3-bedroom homes. That was a deliberate bet on family renter nobody else was serving. And right now, across the entire submarket, for every 10 person applying for a 3-bedroom in any given week, 8 of them are applying to us. 8 of 10. That's not the market being generous. That's a choice we made paying off. That's alpha. Manufactured, not inherited. And now, only now, the refinancing makes sense. So let me put down the 30-year math example. These are illustrative numbers, rounded, directional, not a promise. We're not raising any fund for this, so this is not a guaranteed return. But in this example, you buy a $25 million property, $17.5 million in debt, and you personally own 10%. Now, operations go to work, and the income climbs about 4% per year. Years 1 to 5, the income grows. The value climbs from $25 million towards $30 million. You refinance. Pull out about $3.5 million in cash, tax-free, because borrow money isn't taxed, and your share of that is around $350,000. And you still own the building. Year 6 to 10, value climbs to $37 million. Guess what we're going to do? Refinance again. You're right. You get an A for that. Your share of that cash pullout is $500,000. Years 11 to year 15, value nearly $45 million. Year 16 through year 20 passes $54 million. Year 21 through 24 passes $65 million. Every 5 years, the same move. The income grows, the value climbs, you refinance, you pull out $600,000 to $700,000 in your name, tax-free, and you still own the building. And here's the most honest part nobody's telling you. Through all of this, your cash flow stays modest, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year. Because every time you refinance, you're adding debt, and the debt eats the cash flow. But guess who's paying your debt? Not you, your residents. The cash flow was never the prize, right? The equity was the prize the whole time. Year 30, you sell. Congratulations. The property's worth around $80 million. You pay off the debt, and your 10% of what's left is now $3.5 million. Add it up. A little over $1 million in cash flow, close to $3 million pulled out tax-free along the way. $3.5 million on sale from one deal. Your personal share lands you around $7 million, about $250,000 a year, every year for 30 years. Now go back to the loan tree. Same 30 years, maybe $500,000 in fragile equity. This isn't 150 times better. It's 15 times better. And unlike the version you'll hear on most channels, this one survived a due diligence call. That's the difference between a number that sounds good on YouTube and a number you can actually show an investor. But here's the truth most channels won't tell you. Infinite return is an alpha outcome, not a beta entitlement. It only works on well-run, stabilized real estate with real demand at the rents you're charging and your rate environment that cooperates. And building on the ground up has its own risk. Every investment does. You don't get to refinance until you lease up to a stabilized point, which is typically 90%, and prove the income out. The kill only works once it's in the water. The operators forgot that in 2021 are a cautionary tales of 2025, 26, 27, and beyond. So there it is, 3 positions, 1 board. But I don't want to leave you with a board because there's something underneath all of this took me losing everything to understand. In 2017, Nan and I lost 95% of our income in what felt like a single breath, snap, gone. And that first California rental, the one with the tenant and the Vegas excuses, was still mine. Except now, I wasn't covering his late months from a position of strength. I was covering them while I was drowning. The mortgage didn't cure that my income was gone. The trunk still had to hold the whole storm. And there was still only me. And I want to be honest about what that felt like. Being held underwater, every build a mountain, every decision second guess. That property wasn't an investment. It was a monument to everything I didn't understand yet. I was a lone tree, all the risk in one trunk, standing in the most powerful wealth building tide on earth and capturing almost none of it. I wasn't poor because I didn't work hard. I worked incredibly hard. I was poor because I was in the wrong position. And the day I understood that the building is never the wealth, the position is the wealth. Everything change. Not slowly, everything. The 30 years are going to pass either way. They don't ask for permission. The only question is, which position will you be standing in when they do? So let me close the loop I opened. 2 people, same money, same 30 years. One stayed a lone tree, taking every storm alone for a fragile, illiquid wind. The other learned to build a kill and turn the same wind everyone else feared into a motion that compounds. The wind was never the difference. A kill was the difference. So here's the only thing I'll ask. ask, I built a free assessment called Where Wealth Breaks. It takes under 3 minutes and it shows you exactly which position you're standing in right now. A loan tree, specialized cell, or operator, and where your structure is leaking. It's free. Again, it takes less than 3 minutes. Links in the bio. Because once you see your position clearly, you cannot unsee it. And you'll never want to be the loan tree again.
Thanks for listening to the First of the Valley podcast. We hope today's conversation left you feeling inspired and maybe even equipped with one idea you can take with you as you turn earned income into own income and build something that actually lasts.
If today's conversation resonates, here's how you can support the show and help it reach more families, investors, and entrepreneurs who are creating a lasting legacy. Hit follow and share this episode with someone who's thinking beyond themselves and into generations after them.
And if you're feeling generous, leave a review. Means more than you know. Those few words help the right listeners find these conversations right when they need it most. By doing this, you're helping families build legacy, certainty, and continuity.
For show notes, links, and resources from today's episode, head to thekittysisters.com.